Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, we got three out of four couples right because evidently we are in bizarro world, taking your calls live right here for the Married at First Sight After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is happening? What is happening? No one can explain what happened tonight in the final segment of Married at First Sight. But guys, we're here. We're going to get through it. I am your host, Mike Thieling. What is going on? Thank you so much. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. You Yes. have had a long week already. You're ready to break this down, the ridiculousness of Married at First Sight. You guys know I don't do this show alone. Sometimes I do. Sometimes she does. But today, our powers are once again combined.
Yes!
I'm here with LaNisha.
Yes! We are together, finally.
LaNisha, how long is it till your birthday?
Oh, it's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday. Show the camera, Jonathan. Can we get a good shot of LaNisha's fun 90s nails? She's having a 90s themed birthday, everybody.
90s
Shout out to the 90s,
you know,
if you're a 90s kid.
Brain.
If you're a 90s kid.
1994, people.
Oh my gosh, you're so young. We don't do this alone either. Our man in the booth. Are you camera ready, Jonathan?
No.
Never. Always never. Disappointing the
always
fans.
Disappointing.
We're not supposed to disappoint the fans, and Jonathan always is. Guys, once again, we had so much fun last week that I was like, yo, we're doing this again. We are doing call-ins the entire show. Because, again, not a lot happened, but we're going to talk about what did happen. We're going to post the number right now. Jonathan is ready to take your calls, and we're just going to get right to it. As our first caller is calling in, LaNisha, tell me what you thought of the finale tonight.
I'm speechless.
Right.
I for sure thought Jamie and Elizabeth were going to go Splitsville, but like what you said it best, I think we're living in a bizarro world.
While we were watching the episode, we were doing our bets as the couples were going to reveal, right? And we got it right. And then we more or less stopped watching because who thinks Elizabeth and Jamie are going to stay together? Especially both of them. And what I think I want to ask some of our viewers, do you think Jamie said yes just because Elizabeth did and they're going to be off right away? Because it's like does not compute. I could not say the things that he said to his wife, to my wife.
Yeah.
And still be married.
But they were both like that even on, remember the, not reunion, the engagement night, the 1 month anniversary.
Yeah.
And they said, nothing's wrong with us. So I feel like they're living in a fantasy. I really do.
Something is really, really strange. I don't know what's going on with them.
I don't know if it was that magic she was doing beforehand or what, but there's something magical going on.
Guys, well, I think we've got our first person who wants to jump in on this. Put him through, Jonathan.
Hey, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Deirdre Ricketts. How are you doing?
Deirdre,
Mike?
You're
hey!
Back. What's up? Okay, now.
I want to say hi. Can I say hi to all my friends
of
in
course.
The chat?
Get your
hi,
shout
everybody.
Out.
Hi to everybody in the chat. Deirdre. You were with us last week. You're with us every week. We love you. You're such a great fan. You're such a great supporter. What did you think of the outcome tonight? Let's go.
Okay, so let's start with our first couple. I feel like I'm like an expert now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The third host, right here.
Let's my heart broke. I was not surprised, but I was disappointed with Keith and Iris.
Mm. Okay.
And Iris, okay, I wasn't surprised. I really wanted them to stay, but he wasn't totally feeling her, and there's a lot of love that's still there, and there's some, you know, keep hope alive, but Iris just doesn't understand. She keeps hiding behind her virginity.
Right.
And again, something I deeply respect about her, but she was not able to connect with Keith emotionally, and they just couldn't get past it.
They couldn't. So LaNisha and I had a long conversation about this while it was going on. And I said, you know, what Iris needs especially at her age. So they're 27. That's by no means old, right? For sure. Please, God, that cannot be old or else I'm ancient, right? So this is not old.
Better not.
But it's not young.
Mike, I'm 50, and I'll be 51 this year. I know I sound 21. But
no, you're young.
Okay.
You are still young.
50 years younger. Yay, girl.
Completely. But they are not... They're not kids. They're definitely adults at 27, right? They're probably almost 28 by the time the show is done. So I think she honestly needs a guy who is a committed virgin to marriage as well. I think it's going to be... I think at this stage in life, it's very difficult to come into somebody who's been sexually active for the whole time. Maybe unless they're born again or they've decided to take that on new in life and they're just going to wait for marriage again. It's going to be really hard to find somebody who's on that page and willing to wait a long time. Look, Keith waited 2 months. And like we've been saying, I know I'm a broken record to you guys, but like we've been saying, 2 months... Even if you were just boyfriend and girlfriend, you probably would have slept together at that point. You probably would have taken your relationship next. She's not willing to do it. It's just not compatible.
And that's why Pastor Cal, he said, let's just cut the BS and let's just get straight to the point. Are you sexually frustrated? Let's just cut all the BS
out. And you know, Keith, to a little bit to his discredit, I think didn't really, you know, come fully honest with it. You say, yes, I am. He said, you know, he's really nice. He's a nicer guy than I am. It's a challenge. No. Yes,
he's
tiptoeing. You are frustrated, dude. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. They're just not compatible. And I think it's weird. Deirdre, tell me what you think. I think it's weird when the experts put on this air of disappointment and like, how could you? Yo, they're random people who've known each other 7.5 weeks. Are we really that surprised that they're not in, like, overjoyed in love with each other? Come on, guys.
Mike, you are so right. You are so, so right. I really feel that virginity is such a fundamental value, like religion or something to her core, that to not take that into consideration when they are matching her with somebody else and vice versa was on the fault of the experts, number one. But number two... I'm an African-American woman. I'm a sister. I'm going to come out. Okay, baby?
Okay.
And I just want to say that as a black woman, I am so proud of how these two black men, both Greg and Keith, conducted themselves. Mm. I think they entered this process with respect and patience and integrity and vulnerability, not only for themselves, but for their partners. I don't really think, you know, my marriage is hard and they both had difficulties, but I did not think that they debased themselves or their partners in any way. And I, as an older black woman, I feel like I have some pride, like an older aunt. And I know I shouldn't, but I just do.
That's okay. No, I totally get it, and I completely agree with you. I think Matt comes off looking real bad, and we're going to get into it. And Jamie doesn't come off looking good either, even though they decided to stay together. We want to go to a new caller, but Deirdre, I'm going to give you one final thing. Give me one other couple you want to talk about real quick.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about, I think Matt has some nerve.
Okay, go. Yeah, go in.
Looking pissed off when Amber wants a divorce and throwing away those picks. Those pictures off. I mean, like,
he did
really?
Her wrong.
And I also think that the anger that Iris felt at the end toward Matt was really angry that she really wanted to aim toward Keith, but really couldn't. So she just let Matt have it.
1,000%. That's 1,000% right. You are spot on with your comments. Thank you so much for calling us in 2 weeks in a row. We're going to do the reunion next week. We're going to do more calling, so you better call us back.
Okay,
but I just want to say I love both of you and happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you later. Bye. Guys, the line is going to open back up. I'm posting the number back in chat if I can copy it. Let's talk real quick since Deirdre brought it up. Let's go to Matt and Amber because Matt and Amber.
Yeah.
I said I would go in, and I will play devil's advocate tonight, and I'll defend Matt from his eyes. I don't think what he did was right whatsoever, but I'll defend it from his eyes and what he's thinking. I just think he went about it the wrong way. So hear me out real quick as our next friend is calling in. Matt did not want any part of this show. This is what I think. I think he saw this as an opportunity to maybe gain some fame, maybe get some Insta followers. The basketball stuff's not working out amazing like he wanted. So I think he did this maybe on a lark. I don't think he was in it to get married, okay? And then I think he met Amber, nice girl, attracted to her. They hooked up, whatever. And I think he realized fairly early on that it wasn't going to be a marriage. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, by the way, I think. Okay.
Oh, I absolutely think
up to,
wrong.
Up to where I to what I said right now?
Yes, because at that point you're being selfish. You're not thinking about you putting another person's life in this. You're joining with one. Like you're basically saying, I don't care who they give me, what they're doing, what they're about. I just care about me and what I'm getting out of this.
No, okay. Yes, if he went in, okay, so let me modify. Okay. Maybe he did not go in with bad intentions. Maybe let's say he actually did go in saying, I might find a wife. I'm open to the possibly finding a wife. The point where I think he really went wrong was when he realized it wasn't her, and to keep it a secret and to go behind her back and do stuff. There's two really easy ways out of this.
Mm-hmm.
One, you slow it down with the sexual stuff and you just kind of date. You could date somebody for 5 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. It's not a big deal. And then you come off the show looking fine when you decide, you know, we're just not compatible. We shouldn't stay together. Or just be upfront about it.
Yeah.
Say, this is not working out. We're not compatible. Hey, experts, what do we do now? How do we make the most out of our time to like still learn stuff through this experience? But we're not working out. This is not going to happen between the two of us. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling it, but I want to support you. What can I do to help? Can we do some relationship exercise or something to learn more about ourselves so we can be better partners for whoever we end up with in the future?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the big miss is here. And because he went behind her back and he was texting girls, and he was seeing girls, and he was essentially cheating, right? He looks terrible.
And he had an out. They both had an out. And of course, Amber like said yes because for some reason she still had like at least an ounce of hope for it to work. But he should have took that out.
If Raven didn't say he saw him with another girl in that bar, she was saying yes tonight. We got a new caller. What's going
Let's
on?
Go.
All right, new caller. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, you guys, this is Adrian Johnson from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh,
hey!
You're back. What's going on, Adrian?
Hey.
What'd you think of tonight?
I'm matching a voice
go ahead.
To the name.
What'd you think of tonight?
To y'all. I'm not going to lie. When Keith said he didn't want to be with her, I was at my grandma's house because I dropped her off from church, and I was just crying. I was really proud of her. I feel like she gave her best. This is me. I just feel like she gave her best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave it at that. You guys, I was shocked what Matt did.
But, who is that?
I was like livid, like when they all confronted him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where he just wanted to move on.
I was so proud when Elizabeth, you know, was the one who initiated it.
Yeah.
And you guys, if y'all remember at the very end, her husband, Crazy Jamie, he went and co-signed her confronting him.
Yeah.
He was like, go for it.
Yeah.
I was like, he was so mean and nasty.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they get paid to do the show.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when they did the recommitment, he should have been honest. I feel like he should have been honest, too, and said he wasn't feeling her.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, I hear they get like 25K. I just feel like they should have said bowed out.
Mm. It's the perfect amount to start a mobile car detailing business, I think.
With his credibility.
I think he really went into it just for the money.
I agree.
I'm proud of Amber. I hope the show allows them to counseling, you know, because they are participants.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, most people view it for like reality TV, but you know, for me, this is a social experiment.
Mm.
So I do think that the counseling is very important.
Yep.
I feel, and we also have to think about when did she get the info from the teachers from the school? You know what I mean?
Right. How long has she known
this?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. Mm. I'm thinking about how long Raven knew about the girl at the bar. So, you know, there's so many different components that come into play. But
you're
overall, it's a good show.
It's a good show. You're right. It's obviously a social experiment. I think at the end of the day, Amber comes off of this show looking great. No problems. She's super sweet. She's obviously a very committed person, a loyal person who's ready for marriage. Matt, you know, just like we said, there was ways out of this to not look like a bleep bleep when the show is over, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I love how everybody, like, confronted him. Now, this is also me just, you know, for, you know, everybody in the chat. Hey, everybody. I feel like Matt probably talked to Keith. You know, he probably talked to all the guys.
Right.
But, like, I think Keith knew that Matt and Amber weren't going to make it. But Keith looked so surprised about, like, him, like, going out. He looked, like, super surprised.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to be careful with, you know, who, you know, you confide in.
Yeah.
He looked so super shocked.
So you...
And so... Go ahead.
I want to go back to what you said. You said that you were sad that Keith said no. I want to get your opinion because if you listen to the beginning of our show just now, I think we kind of laid it out. I just feel like they're completely not compatible because of the sexual stuff, because of the physical intimacy. And I actually thought, and I think Lanisha as well, he did it in a very respectful way. I think it was very matter of fact. There was no animosity or anything like that. Look, some people just aren't compatible.
But I think that's what made it so sad because it's dang, here's all the ways you could have worked.
Right.
But it's like, it's just so sad that you guys weren't able to get over that one arc, you know? That one thing, which was that sexual thing.
Adrian, before you...
But that's the only thing. So it'd be different if he was upset about Lemongate. Or about this or that, but if it was just the sex, I feel like he should have went to the therapist. You know, I just feel like he should have dug deeper because, like, you guys have more insight about, you know, talking to people on phones and how to negotiate. So I'm looking for you guys to lead me in this conversation so I can do my best.
Right.
I don't feel like he led her in the best way. So I'm not mad at him. I'm disappointed. I'm not a fan, but I'm not mad at him.
Well, I love it. You make fantastic points, and thank you for calling us in. Again, we're going to move on to a new caller, but again, we'll probably hear from you next week.
Bye. Good night. Bye. We'll see you in the chat.
Guys, the phone line is back open. Please give us a call. Let's go to the other side because, you know, I have my notes spreadsheet here divided into fours. I want to go over to the other side. 2 seconds on Greg and Deanna. I mean, is there anything, Lanisha, to say? They're a great couple. They look cute. They're growing together. I mean, they're fantastic, right?
Oh, it's kind of hard to, like, you can't say anything negative about them. Like, we've seen them grow, literally. That we see, even the camera had to get them holding hands.
Yep.
The camera had to get that. I honestly do think that now, I think Deanna's pregnant.
That's not an unpopular opinion.
Just saying, her face be glowing like that pregnancy glow.
And I forget who it was who called in last week to the show, but said essentially the same thing. She has not been on their after show at all. She's kind of hiding. It would make a lot of sense. Be a really, really great reveal for next week in the reunion, huh?
She was on one time, but like she had that glow.
That
glow.
We got a new caller ready, and I really want to get into Beth and Jamie. So hello, my new friend. And who is this on the line with us?
Oh.
It's you. Why are you sad?
Huh?
Why are you sad?
No, I'm not sad.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you not want to talk about Elizabeth and Jamie? Who you want to rant on?
I first want to rant about Iris and...
Iris and Keith?
Keith, real quick.
Go ahead. Yeah. What do you think?
I think that, like, I felt like I never liked Keith from the beginning. I thought that he wouldn't stay with Iris from the beginning. It kind of felt like since he found out that she was a virgin, that he wasn't, like, completely into her.
Okay.
And I also felt like at this episode when I saw that Iris was, like, so into, like, wanting to stay in a relationship, but he didn't just because, like, he was a virgin and she wasn't able to go all the way with her, with him because
sure.
she never...
She hadn't experienced that yet. No, I understand.
She hadn't experienced it well.
I'd have to disagree. I think he was real forgiving the whole time. I don't, at least the stuff that we saw. I didn't see pressure. I didn't see him. I mean, I saw pressure from Jamie trying to get sex out of Elizabeth, but I didn't see that pressure from Keith. I didn't see him harping on it. You know, it feels like the only time they really brought it up was when the experts did something like, hey, roll this dice and then, you know, kiss whatever run comes up or whatever.
Iris went a little bit into it more during their after show, the unfiltered.
Go ahead.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So she did say that, like, when it came, like, to bedtime and everything, like, there was no cuddling. Like, Keith wouldn't make that initiative or anything with her. So I do think that there's some stuff that we didn't see as the audience.
Sure.
That maybe it's like, maybe there's more to the story than what we're seeing.
Absolutely. Rebecca, what'd you think of Elizabeth and Jamie?
They're toxic. They're completely toxic.
Amen.
I feel like they're going to be like a couple that they're going to have kids, and then their kids are going to see like how bad their relationship, and they're gonna mess up their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it doesn't get that bad.
That's what people don't think about when you go on this show.
That's what I feel is gonna happen. Like, they're gonna mess up their kids' life as well.
This stuff is permanent, and just like we were saying, it's a kind of the same thing as Matt, right? If you go on a show like this, you've got to think about how you're acting. This is being broadcast worldwide now. Okay. I mean, on the internet, right? It's being broadcast. Everybody's going to see this. It's not going to go away. You're going to come up in a Google search when someone tries to look you up or whatever. This stuff is permanent. So just as Matt had perfect ways to get out of this, you know, you got to double down on your filter. If you're Jamie, you don't tell your wife to shut up in front of everybody on camera. You don't call her bad words on camera. If you're not compatible, you're not compatible. But people aren't thinking about how they look on television and how it could affect their family.
Yes, and I agree. And I thought at that point when Elizabeth was like saying, oh, you called me this. I was like, yes, you're gonna say you want a divorce. And she was like, no, I want to say, I'm like, girl, what are you thinking? That's why I was really happy with Amber. And she was like, you cheated on me. People from my school told me that you were asking other girls. I want a divorce. I'm like, yes, Amber, finally. I'm so
being more realistic.
I was like, yes, finally. You see through that, like, disgusting ways. I was really
you are just like me.
Yes, I want to give you a hug.
You are
just like me. I was like, Amber finally got some cojones and telling him off. Yeah.
You are completely right on point, and I really appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes. No problem.
See you later.
Hey,
go ahead.
One more voice. Mike, it's a pleasure listening to you. I've been listening to you since I watched Love Island, so like it's Becca from Love Island, and it's finally to talk to you. I'll come back next week.
Call next week, and you applied for an AfterBuzz internship, didn't you?
Yes.
And we better see you in studio soon. That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, it's lovely to go to one of my favorite.
Same here. I appreciate all your help and everything, especially in Love Island. You stuck through that with me. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Bye.
Bye.
We got a lot more Love Island content coming from me probably soon on AfterBuzz. That's something else. We keep going, guys. The line is still open. Jonathan, someone else already?
Caller.
Oh my gosh! Just let him on. Let him on. Let him
next
through.
Caller, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What up?
Hey, it is G Rochelle Alexander.
Hey, G.
I definitely see
what's
G
up?
Michelle.
What's up? Michelle. So from last week to this week, once again, love all you guys calling. Thank you for calling back. Of these four, I mean, no one wants to talk about Greg and Deanna, right? They're fantastic. They're a love story. Who do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, that was my favorite, but...
Sure.
I think everybody's kind of beat the dead horse about Keith and Iris.
Yeah.
It was a little disappointing, but I definitely understand it.
Right.
Like someone said, it's not that she was a virgin, it's that she was acting childish about it. So, you know, the way she was acting about it, I mean, I can understand being a grown virgin. Right. But you don't have to act that way, you know.
So you don't. Right. Every single time sex comes up or whatever, you don't have to cringe away about it and act like it's gross or something like that, because with your husband, it's not.
Yeah,
right?
And I think I even told you about that, Mike, where I was saying, like, I don't even think it's the whole sex thing. Like, I think it's the fact that they couldn't even talk about it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going, G.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, girl, just loosen up. It's not going to kill you. You're not going to go to hell for talking about it. I mean, you're married.
Right,
but,
exactly.
Let me see. Jamie and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a shocker for me.
For everybody.
I think that's why they saved them last.
For everybody. Look, let's
crazy loves crazy.
Crazy loves crazy. Here's the thing, though. Do you think they stay together for another 6 months?
Mm.
They've only known each other for two. You think this is a lifelong thing?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to end up, I mean, of course you want to hope the best for any marriage, but I think that they're going, realistically, I think they're going to end up getting divorced.
Mm.
I mean, I don't see it work out. There's too many toxic fights in such a little period of time. You would think normally the first couple months, 3 months, 4, 6 months, it's really a honeymoon period of just a dating relationship, let alone a marriage. And he's already throwing out the C word, and she's slamming stuff, and they're storming out. And they talk so many times about potentially ending the marriage anyway before decision day.
They hit below the belt. And
they
the
really
crazy
went after
part,
it.
Which is why I agree with you, G, because honestly, they talked so bad about the marriage. Like, this is how this could go wrong. Okay, we're going to stay together.
Yeah.
We're perfect.
Right.
That's so crazy. G, thank you so much for calling in again. We got a lot of people trying to get through, so I'm going to keep them a little bit shorter. But appreciate you so much for calling us back this week.
I gotcha. See you guys.
See you next week. Awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, G. Jonathan, we got someone new. Just put them through.
One quick second. They have to call back.
Oh, they can call right back. Yes. Don't worry. Go ahead, guys. Call right back. If you come through and it's busy, just stay on the line. We will love to get to you.
There it is.
And here you are. Who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Hello.
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 You're on.
Is this AfterBuzz?
It is.
AfterBuzz.
Who is this?
Oh, wow. This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, what's going on, Stephanie? Who do you want to rant about right here? These four are crazy.
Okay, I want to rant about Jamie and Beth.
All right, go in on them because they're crazy.
Jamie and Beth, they're just not going to make it. They said yes.
Right.
But they're not going to make it. We all know they are not going to make it. And I at the end of the day, I agree with marriage. I love, but they're not going to make it. It's just way too toxic.
Wait, okay. Tell me why, after all the stuff, Stephanie, that they've been through, why do you think they said yes? We've seen all the stuff they've been through. They know it.
For me, I feel like Jamie said yes because, especially with the way that he loves sex so much, I feel like maybe he can't get laid in real life.
Wow. Wow.
You got that Caucasian sex.
That's
okay.
Real talk. Yeah, Caucasian sex.
Yeah, that Caucasian sex comment. I'm mad that they didn't go more into that. But
she doesn't hate Caucasian sex then because she wants to stay with him.
Wham, bam, and done.
That's true.
Mm.
That is very true. I feel like with Beth, she's off her rocker. I feel like she has low self-esteem a little bit.
Yep,
and
issues,
I think there are parts about Jamie that she does like.
Okay.
So she just wants to see if it can, like, work out. She's very positive. She's very loved. Mm. Who knows what her tarot cards told her that day.
Right?
That's what I said.
Yeah, flip them. What did it say?
That's what made her say yes.
And like in the chat, I mean, we got all you awesome callers calling in, but we're still reading the chat. Like 90 Day Fiancé Fanatic, that's the wrong show, my friend. That's the wrong show. Some people like the toxicity. It works for them. I mean, it seems like that's the case, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Some people don't know how to survive without the drama.
It's
like
really,
he left for 4 days.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would say yes.
They both of
and
them
And she
packed.
Gave the same lecture to Matt.
Yeah.
But didn't get, exactly. Like, what about Jamie?
Exactly. And can we just talk about how Iris... Matt was wrong.
Okay.
He cheated.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't physically cheat, he cheated. He was not committed to Amber.
Right.
However, I felt like all the anger that Iris was like lashing out to him, that energy was for Keith.
Agreed.
She was very upset with Keith, but she was trying to save face a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell in the way that she looked at him because she was very sad. You could see it in her eyes.
I'm glad you said that because I was just telling Mike, like, Keith's face was just like, ooh, I'm glad the heat is all on Matt.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about me.
Yeah, Matt really helped Keith out a lot to not look so bad.
Exactly.
Keith looked like a saint.
Exactly.
But look,
he's like, you take those daggers.
For real. But at the end of the day, you know, I think there's no blame in Keith and Iris's relationship not working out.
Mm.
They're just not at the same place in their lives, in their physical intimacy lives, I think probably in other aspect of their lives too. And she, in a lot of these areas, is just immature. And it's not a fault thing. It's just kind of a fact. She hasn't been through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to be at that level, and she's not. And it's like, look, we tried this for 2 months. If you're not, if you still can't talk about sex without snickering and it being gross and whatever, then it's just not going to work out.
And I would like to add on to that. Like, I think it's just in that area that she's being immature. She's a very mature woman. Like,
it
in
seems
everything
like
else,
it.
She's very mature. But in that specific place, she just has a lot of growing to do.
There might be other things, too, because he really focused on relationship and not just physical intimacy.
Mm.
So
that's true.
There might be some other stuff in relationship area that she's a little bit unversed in or something.
Like
I don't have words.
Like bringing up the quarter story.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Come on. The quarter story was crazy.
That's a good point.
The face, even though I know editing has a lot to do with it,
right.
The face that Keith made after she was like, I swallowed a quarter.
He's like what?
Girl,
I died.
To share a secret.
What is your deepest, darkest
you
secret?
Closer. How did you think that was going to bring you guys closer?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot about that, too.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
hey,
so,
thank you so much for calling
the
us.
Only thing, let me just say this.
Please
I
do.
Just wish that he said maturity. Like, he wished that she had some, like, emotional maturity rather than always bringing it back to the virginity. I just wanted him to say in a sentence, I wish you were just more emotionally more mature so that we can grow together and it can help you work past certain things because there's a reason why she was holding back.
Right.
Mm. You probably just worded it for him too because that's probably why he was so quiet and was telling people like, no, that's not it. It's just like he probably didn't know how to word it.
Yeah.
So you probably were just worded it for him.
You helped him out. And you helped us out by calling in tonight. Thank you so much. You rock.
All right. Thank you guys.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Guys, we got time for a couple more callers before we have to call it a night.
Oh,
double
and
pun
let
intended.
Us know about Amber and her best friend, Raven. That's what I want to know. What you guys think about them two
if
as
they
a
should
couple.
Get together?
They should.
She was just pining. The whole point of this show was for Amber to be in a terrible relationship with whoever. It was Matt. Yeah. So that she and Raven can get their own spin-off show.
I so hope so.
That's
Married
After
That's
My Raven.
I believe we gave you guys a show.
It can't be That's So Raven. It's got to be Amber's So Raven or so, Amber's So Into Raven.
Amber's
I don't know.
So
something
into
like that.
Raven.
Jonathan, we got our next friend.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, what up, what up?
Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Hollywood.
Yes!
Mr. Hollywood! Yes! Finally! Dude, you've been around for so long. You're the first guy to call in, first of all, between last week and this week.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been watching our show since all last season. We see you in the chat, my man. Thank you for calling. It's so good to talk to you. Who you want to get on tonight?
Finally, we got the voice to the name. Yes.
Yeah. Well, just a couple of quick things. I'll say, first off, with Matt, like, Matt's crazy. you got to know he doesn't care. I'm like, this dude is 6'10",
yep,
just married, out in the streets. In the bar. He has to know everybody's gonna know who he is.
Yeah.
She's not somebody who can hide.
He's in trouble.
At all.
Yep.
So he's crazy. And then, of course, everybody's been talking about Keith and Iris. One thing I did find interesting with that, Keith actually said that she didn't have much relationship experience. Not so much talking about the sex.
Right.
The show. And she actually said the same thing, too. And I was just wondering, like, wonder if they were just pushing the virgin thing so long that they didn't really talk about how many relationships she's actually been in.
Okay.
Like with Deanna, they went really hard on 10 years without a relationship. But it seems like Iris herself probably hasn't been in too many long-term relationships either.
Right. I mean, we know that Deanna had the situationships, right? And then, but to your point as well, they really didn't go into Iris's past relationships, but we know she did sexual things.
Did she?
Right. I mean, that's what everybody says, right? I'm not allowed to say it, but everybody has put it in the chat before. That has come out, so obviously something, but you're right. They really shifted the focus, and obviously that's a lot of editing and producers. And honestly, when you're getting write-ups in press and things like that, virgin, 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 virgin is going to get a lot of clicks, right?
And I think they don't want people with the same storyline as well. Like,
that's true.
Oh, 10 years and another 10 years.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you want to go in on?
That's about it. I guess, I'm shocked like everybody about Jamie and Elizabeth.
Yep.
I don't know. That's just wild. I don't know what you think
the wild card
over under is on how many times she's going to go home to her parents' house next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Like how they always run out on each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they need to keep
Jamie's
two apartments.
I think Jamie's got to get custody on the dogs if they don't make it.
The dogs seem to like him
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely like him more.
Mr. O, I'm so glad you called in today, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Great show, y'all. I'll take it off.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. All right, guys. Unless I heard the ding ding. We got already,
yep,
Jonathan?
Got one more.
Come
one
on,
more.
Let's go. Let's rock. We can probably get two more in. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, caller. Let us know who you are. Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Adrian and Monica. We're from last
My week. Sisters! Oh, yay!
Yay!
My sisters are back. Hey, girls. What's up? Now.
Hey, yeah, I know we're kind of going quick. So, how about I'll take two people and then Monica could take two people?
Okay. Okay. But you are following a legend. Mr. Oliwada has been here like forever as a fan at AfterBuzz. You're following a legend.
Yeah.
So, make it good, guys.
I'll make it good.
Go.
So, I'll talk about Matt and Amber. I'm so proud of Amber for sticking up for herself and finally confronting him.
Yep.
I was surprised, you know, that he'd been going out and talking to girls. I was just so shocked about the teachers pulling her aside and him texting other girls in the car. I thought that was so foul. And I think that once she finally pulled the plug, he showed his true colors. Like, he's just so cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, mean. And it was just like, I had a feeling that off camera he was acting like even more cruel, but just to actually see it, how blasé he was, how he just didn't care when they all confronted him at the dinner. Mm. Watching him just walk away was like the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
I was just so happy. He was like, get out, you negative energy.
Mm.
He's terrible.
Now let me jump in real quick. Let me jump in real quick because I started out the show defending him a little bit. I'm not retracting.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said before, but completely, once it really got to the end, he really went into jerk territory. Like,
oh,
again, there's no...
I think he could have
still salvaged it at the end and kind of looked okay as a person if he really explained, like, look, this is what I was going through, and I'm sorry, you are right, that was wrong, but he really, like, dug into the jerk
wasn't
mode.
Even
yeah, he doubled down on, like, nope, I'm a jerk, like, let's go. Okay, who you got next before Sister comes? Monica.
Yeah, he's like, chapter's closed, I was like, ugh. So I'll say something quick about Greg and Deanna. I'm so relieved. I knew they were going to say yes, but I'm just thrilled for them. They're such a beautiful, strong black couple, and I love watching their journey, and I only think it's going to go up from here.
Yeah.
Quick question for you.
Gonna,
do you think Deanna's pregnant?
I heard that she and Greg just couldn't go because of work to the Unfiltered.
That sounds fun.
When I saw her on Unfiltered last week, she didn't look pregnant, but she might be now. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll wait and see. Tag in your sister.
Tag in, Monica.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
All right, you got the other two couples. Let's go. Go for Keith and Iris.
Okay, Keith and Iris. I was really shocked and disappointed with the decision. Like,
okay.
When Keith, like, told her no, I felt like he was breaking up with me. Like, it just felt so,
wow.
Like, I was just shocked. I didn't even know where it was coming from. Because it's, like, throughout the whole season, like, we had heard sound bites and, like, seen, like, clips of him talking with his mom and with other people about, like, how he wasn't as happy in the relationship, but I was just like, you know, why didn't you ever voice this to Iris? Like, I'm not fully sure if he ever really voiced it to her.
You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the, like, I know we're, again, broken record thing, but it really is the physical intimacy. I really think it is the sexual intimacy. And that's not something he's going to be comfortable, I think, saying to her, because he can't change that. He doesn't want to force. I think he's a really nice guy. Doesn't want to force her into it or anything like that. So you can tell your friends, I mean, but trying to put on a brave face, maybe things will change. Maybe she'll warm up. And I think it's just by the end of decision time, he's like, it's just not there.
But when it comes to a marriage or a partnership, you can't BS it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
My problem with her, I think, is like, I think that she felt like if she held out long enough that he would just say yes, when really the perfect time, I feel like, for them to really like consummate their marriage was around the 1 month mark with the anniversary where she gave him the vinyls, and it just, the vibe with them was just, they were on like a high, and I was like, that wasn't the perfect time to consummate your marriage. Like, why wouldn't she want to? Even she had that conversation with her mom, where her mom was just like, just jump in, you know, just go for it.
Mom was like, what are you doing?
Still didn't want to. And I think what, like, ultimately led him to make that decision was, it's like, okay, you value keeping your virginity than being, like, vulnerable in this experiment and in this process with me.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Mm. Give us, go on Beth and Jamie.
Well, I talked last week about them. I mean, I was surprised that Elizabeth still said yes. I mean, I was just like, after everything that he had said to her throughout the whole season, I was like, how could you still be with someone that has, like, disrespected you and, like, disrespected you on national television and talked about the way, like, called you out your name?
Preach.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, the two of them, I feel like they do not want to be single again. I feel like they would rather stay together and
settle
and toxic then actually go get individual therapy, which they both need.
Right.
They do.
They're just cashing the chips. They're like, nope, forget it. We're good. Let's just stop right now. I don't even want to do that again.
Right, but I don't even know if they'll still be together by the time the reunion was taped or if they're still together now. I don't see that working out.
We'll find out. We'll see.
I guess we will.
We'll see next week.
Like, they just both have so many insecurities, and like Jamie, those insecurities surrounding sex, they're not going to go away.
No.
Yeah.
They're not going to go away.
They need a lot of therapy.
Yep, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Hey, girls, we got to run. Thank you so much again to my sisters, my sister crew for calling me and Lanisha. You guys rock. We'll talk to you next week, all right? Good night, good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Producer Jonathan, it says zero. Do we have any extra time for another caller?
Not right now.
We don't right now. Oh, man. Well, guys, blame Producer Jonathan. You can't see his face, so it's okay to blame him. Blame me and Lanisha. But, guys, we hit a record tonight for live viewers. We're way over 290, and we want to thank each and every one of you for coming in this chat. You guys, see, people are still trying to call in. I'm so sorry. Aww. You guys are amazing. You've been riding with us this entire season. We see all of you in the chat. We read all your comments down below in the videos. For those of you out there who can't join us live, because I got DMs, Lanisha, from all over the world about where they watch something they can't watch live because of the time difference. Hey, we appreciate each and every one of you. I got confirmation from the producers. We are doing a reunion show next week. So we're going to be right back here. We're doing call-ins again, guys, because it's just too much fun talking to you guys. So if you're able to make it, we're doing it at the same exact time. Come join us live. Call in. Until then, Lanisha, where can they find you, my friend?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. And don't forget, it's my birthday Saturday.
Wish her a happy birthday. Guys, we had way too much fun. Of course I didn't do the live read today, but you know, AfterBuzz is amazing. Give us a subscription. Give us thumbs up. 5-star reviews on iTunes. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. I'm excited to talk to you guys next week. More call-ins, and we want to say merry to you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.